Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Three, two, one.
Hello and happy Sunday week. Welcome to week three of the NFL season. We have made it. We got kick-started as the Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins. Bills moved to 3-0. Dolphins moved to 0-3. And their woes seemingly continuing. But let us dive in for a Thursday night recap. As I mentioned, a lot of pressure coming in for Miami to maybe look better, maybe pressure on the coach and coaching staff. Got a nominal vote of confidence during the week. They did not fare well. They lost pretty solidly. They have not won in Buffalo in a decade. And, you know, it did not look great offensively or defensively. Josh Allen, 3 more touchdowns. No interceptions. Didn't have a big day rushing, but a fine day passing. James Cook over 100 yards and a touchdown. Devon Achan looked good for the Miami Dolphins. He had 62 yards on the ground, caught 7 passes. Both Waddle and Tyreek Hill get into the end zone, but kind of nominal numbers. 5 for 49 for Tyreek, 5 for 39 for Jalen Waddle. Tua does toss 2 touchdowns, but only throws for 146 yards on 34 attempts and 22 completions. Also threw kind of a brutal interception down there, down the line. Miami just doesn't have a lot of good energy. They kind of hung with the Bills in the first half. It was tied at 14 going in to halftime, but the Bills 17 second half points, only 7 for the Dolphins late in the fourth quarter. Can they get it turned around? Perhaps. I was not high on this team coming into the season. I've seen no reason to change that, so we will see how things go. Well, that's the game that's in the past. What about games you have to look forward to? Let's dive into games of the week. First up, this is how it goes. I always pick a game out of each of the windows. Early games, late games on Sunday. Sunday night football gets highlighted, and then a Monday night selection. Only one Monday night game again this week. And you have to remember, next week we kick off the international series, so games will start early starting next Sunday, but not today. Today, the early window game I like, I don't see how you could go with anything other than the Eagles and the Rams, both teams 2-0. The game is in Philadelphia. Both teams very strong, were playoff teams last year. I think this is going to be one heck of a matchup, and this is the feature game for me in the early window. Late afternoon games, Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Broncos 1-1, could have easily been 2-0, kind of controversial penalty at the end of the game in Indianapolis. Chargers are 2-0. They have already won 2 division games. This is their third division game in a row to start the season. They would love to get the clean sweep and start 3-0. Sunday night football, 2 winless teams. That might not be surprising to hear of the Giants, who are 0-2, but making their home opener. But it is very surprising of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They are also 0-2. And wait till we get to picks a little bit later, but I'm not locking in them getting a win tonight either. This one in New York, home opener. The Giants got that offense going pretty good last week. I'm curious to see how it goes. And then Monday Night Football, maybe one of the best matchups of the week, the 1-1 Detroit Lions at the 1-1 Baltimore Ravens. My heart says Detroit. My head says Baltimore's going to be tough to beat at home. Both these teams can score a lot of points. The Ravens' defense hasn't been that great this season either. So I think this one could be a lot of fun, could be a pretty wild game. Well, that is my games I want to see. What about players I want you to that I would put in my lineup or you wouldn't put in your lineup? Let's talk. Sit start. And you know how this goes. I give one suggestion for a sit and one suggestion for a start at each of the core positions. Before we move on, let's look at week two. My starts, I had Justin Herbert at quarterback. He only finished as quarterback 18. That was a miss. Christian McCaffrey was running back 5. That was a hit. CeeDee Lamb, running back 10. That was a hit. Jonnu Smith, only tight end 25. That was a miss. So 2-2 among my start suggestions. My sit suggestions, Daniel Jones. I thought Denver's defense would step up. Apparently, they don't exist. He finished as QB 7. That was a miss. Jerome Ford, running back 27, a hit. Nico Collins, despite an early TD, wide receiver 30, that was a hit. Darren Waller ended up not playing, also a hit. That was 3-1 on the sit record. Overall, 5-3, same as week one. Let's see if we can pick it up a little bit here for week three. Going to quarterbacks, my start, Daniel Jones, you know, twice bitten, once bitten, twice shy. But no, I am going. He is on the road. But, you know, I had him as a sit last week, and he finished as QB second, his second straight QB 1 week. The Colts haven't even punted yet this season. Now they're on the road to face an 0-2 Titans team. I think he's a good bet again. And, in fact, you know what? I'm not going to bet against him until we see some signs that glass slipper is coming off and shattering. My sit, though, Tyrod Taylor for the New York Jets. He's in for Justin Fields this week. Coming in for Fields in week two, he really sparked that offense a bit, even leading to a touchdown drive. But it was a lopsided loss late in the game to Buffalo. Now the Jets are on the road against Tampa Bay. It's not a great matchup, and I think Taylor lacks the rushing upside of Fields. He's not a start for me, probably even in super flex. What about the running back position? Well, I am going with Javonte Williams of the Dallas Cowboys as my start. Through 2 weeks, he has added 3 rushing touchdowns. He sits at running back 3 on the season. Now they get to face a Bears team that got trucked by the Lions last week. The Bears will have all they can handle to try and contain the Cowboys' pass offense, especially missing corners. I expect another big week for Williams. My sit is Browns running backs, and there's a couple of reasons for me being out on Cleveland. Well, I like Quinshon Judkins for Dynasty. The Browns' backfield still seems to have a little too many cooks in the kitchen. Judkins, Jerome Ford, and Dylan Sampson all got touches last week, and I suspect they'll all be involved this week. And they are facing a pretty fierce Packers team that smothered the Lions' running game in week one and shut down the Commanders in week two. I am just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Staying away. Moving on to wide receivers, I mentioned Sunday Night Football. I have some interest in this, and I am putting Wan'Neal Robinson as my start. Look, last year, he was a great weekly play, thanks mostly to being a PPR machine. So far, 2025, he's still getting targets and receptions like a PPR machine, but he's also showing he can be more of a downfield threat, like last Sunday when he caught bombs from Russell Wilson. He's wide receiver 9 on the season. I'm in on the Giants Sunday night, so I am firing him up. My sit is Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you might be scratching your head. Look, he was great last year. I like his talent, but in 2025, he just hasn't clicked with Trevor Lawrence. He's getting targets, but he's not getting any receptions or much yardage. Now he's going against a good Texans defense in week 3. The Texans did a nice job of bottling up some of the Buccaneers receivers in week 2. And with Thomas and Trevor Lawrence just not being on the same page, I'm not bullish that he finishes top 24 this week either. On to tight ends, and my start is Tyler Warren. Don't look now, but the rookie is tight end 4 through 2 weeks. He's getting targets aplenty from Jones, and he is converting them. It is a good matchup in week 3, so Warren is in my lineup. My sit, Mark Andrews. You know what? Andrews was once the focal point of the Ravens' pass offense. That time seems to be over. Look, the Ravens have scored 81 points in 2 weeks, and yet Andrews has 2 receptions for 7 yards total. Not 2 receptions a game, 2 receptions total, one in each game. And that was without Isaiah Likely active. Likely still isn't active here, but he's back practicing. Either way, you know, Andrews just isn't the man in the Ravens pass offense anymore. And until we see some signs of life, he is out of my lineup. So that'll do it for our sit starts. We talked about some games of the week. Let's end with a fun segment, which is picks against the spread. And in week two, I improved. Week one, I was 8-8. Week two, 10-6. So I came into this week 18-14 overall. So far in week three with Thursday night football, I went with the Dolphins plus 12.5. I almost lost that one. I did not think they would get blown out by 2+ touchdowns. They lost by 10, but I still won that one. So I'm 19-14 coming into Sunday. I have the Green Bay Packers minus 7.5 against Cleveland. They have dominated every team they've played, and the Browns have been dominated twice. So I don't see that changing. I took the Colts minus 3.5 in Tennessee. I like the Colts there. I took the Bengals plus 2.5 in Minnesota. I like Jake Browning. I think this Bengals team goes into Minnesota and gets a win against Carson Wentz. I took the New England Patriots minus 1.5 at home against Pittsburgh. I have my reservations. Pittsburgh's defense has allowed 63 points in two games. They do not look like they're firing on all cylinders. My game of the early window, I took the Los Angeles Rams plus 3.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Rams can get an outright win there. The Eagles offense has not really yet come together, and I don't know if they get it together this week. I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 6.5 at home against the New York Jets. I think they are just better. I took the Washington Commanders minus 2.5 at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. This one has me nervous. Jaden Daniels now ruled out, so it is Marcus Mariota and a makeshift backfield, but I still think the Commanders are the better team. I took the Atlanta Falcons minus 5.5 on the road against the Carolina Panthers. We didn't see an offensive explosion last week from Atlanta, but they can run the ball, and they have one of the best running backs in the league, and Carolina's real weakness is rush defense. I took the Houston Texans plus 1.5 in Jacksonville. I think the Texans go in and get a win there, the much needed win after an 0-2 start. I took the Denver Broncos plus 2.5 against the Los Angeles Chargers. I think the Broncos can go in and get a win on the road as well. I took the Seattle Seahawks minus 7.5 against the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have been better than expected, but I still don't think they're going to win a lot of games. Seattle looked really good dominating Pittsburgh last week. I think they are rounding into shape. I took the Dallas Cowboys plus 1.5 in Chicago. I like the Cowboys offense. I think they get the win. I took the San Francisco 49ers minus 1.5 at home against the Cardinals. Whether it's Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, I like the 49ers. I think they get the win. Sunday night football, I took the New York Giants plus 5.5 against the Kansas City Chiefs. And you know what? I took the Giants to get the outright win at home on Monday night or Sunday night football. And in the final game, I took the Detroit Lions plus 5.5 in Baltimore. I think Baltimore will pull out a win at home, but I think it's going to be close within a field goal. So that is the picks that I went with this week for picks against the spread. That'll do it for me in week three preview. Hope you guys are having a wonderful week. I hope you are excited about the week three slate. We'll be back next week, week four, doing a preview as we abut the first international game of the season. That should be a lot of fun. The Minnesota Vikings will be out over across the pond. I believe they're playing Pittsburgh in Ireland next week. I believe that is the first of the international games. So a lot of fun. We'll look forward to seeing what happens. Until then, have a wonderful week three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.